Well, the U.S. has some limited options when it comes to extraditing NSA leaker Edward Snowden from Hong Kong back to the United States. Now, Snowden has announced his intention to stay in Hong Kong. And though Hong Kong maintains its own judiciary and educational system with some autonomy from Beijing, the region technically is part of China and has an extradition agreement with the United States. It's the newest hotspot in an unstable Sino-U.S. relationship. Now, over the past several days, several hundred people have organized demonstrations in support of Ed Snowden's appeal to remain in Hong Kong. For more on the political pressures that Hong Kong's leaders may face should the U.S. try to get Ed Snowden, Emily Lau, chairperson of Hong Kong's Democratic Party and a member of Hong Kong's Legislative Council. Hi, Emily.
Hi.
Thank you for joining us. What can you tell us about the campaign to protect Edward Snowden from extradition there in Hong Kong? U.S. authorities would love to have him. What's it like there?
Well, I don't think it's a very well-organized campaign, but it is safe to say that many Hong Kong people regard Mr. Snowden as a hero. And in fact, many of us would like to see a number of whistleblowers in Hong Kong who will tell us what the government is up to. So people are sympathetic and they don't think he should be sent back to America. But right now, I don't think the American government has made any overture to the Hong Kong government. And so we are all waiting. And of course, there is this extradition treaty, but there are all the legal procedures there. But if Mr. Snowden decides to seek political asylum or to make a torture claim, then we will also have the procedure to deal with that. And I've spoken to people inside government and outside, and many suspect that this case will probably drag on for years. And the most significant thing, and the reason why Mr. Snowden has chosen to come to Hong Kong, probably is our independent judiciary. If you look around Asia, I think you would be very hard-pressed to find a judiciary that's more independent and have higher integrity than our Hong Kong judges. So Mr. Snowden's fate is not just in the hands of the Hong Kong people, but in the hands of the Hong Kong judges.
Well, speaking of that independence of the judiciary, Emily Lau, one of the questions here in the United States is the relationship between Hong Kong and Beijing. Of course, as I mentioned, Hong Kong has some autonomy. They do have their own extradition treaty with the United States. But everybody here believes that if this were a really sensitive diplomatic situation, which inevitably it would be if the U.S. tried to request extradition, that Beijing could just pull rank over Hong Kong and order his extradition if they wanted to, in a political sense. Is that your understanding of the relationship? Pull back the cover on that for us.
Well, I cannot profess to be the world's expert on this. And in fact, we're going to have a debate in the Legislative Council tomorrow. And we hope the administration, the officials who come to take part, will tell us more. But as I said, we have our own judicial and legal system. Our judiciary is fearlessly independent. So whatever course Mr. Snowden or the American government chooses to take, and Mr. Snowden can, you know, reply by saying that he does not agree. He doesn't want to be sent back. And so the case inevitably will end up in our courts, and it will go from the High Court and to the Court of Appeal and the Court of Final Appeal. And our judges and all the Hong Kong people will see to it that the proper procedure will be adopted.
This sounds like it has the potential to become a test of the relationship between Hong Kong and Beijing. It could come to that.
Well, certainly, and it must be a big test of this policy of one country, two systems, which is a policy that Beijing has made for Hong Kong. Under one country, two systems, although we are part of the People's Republic of China, but we are a special administrative region enjoying a high degree of autonomy and having our own judiciary, our own court of final appeal. So whatever happens, the procedures that will be adopted will be a huge challenge to one country, two systems. If the whole system does not measure up, then I tell you, there's going to be hell to pay.
Edward Snowden challenging the secrecy of the American security services, also potentially challenging the relationship between Hong Kong and the People's Republic of China. Emily Lau, chairperson of Hong Kong's Democratic Party and a member of the Legislative Council, thank you so much.
Thank you.